가정념에 트리마 아무는 남아산집에 준다 준다다 늘어지시에 그거 알았다 준다세 드리지
Yeah, we'll go again. That's my motivation. So we're going to discuss the Buddhist assertions. You know, the words Buddhist, the view, you know, the Buddhist, the belief. You know, the things to be like. So anyway, so we're going to discuss about the tenet or the you know the way of thinking. You know, the what we think and how we think about the things. And according to Buddhism, of course.
And the Sanji Chomde, the Koran, the Chief Sumbate, Semjet Sama Deva, the Chet, Semjet Sama Duma, the Tavi Chet Sumbachi is. The day is Tangaras and Yamichi, yes, we are. The day is Chet, Yamichi, Gobi or is.
So, all the teachings that Buddha taught. He taught in order to bring happiness to the sentient beings and to eradicate the suffering of the sentient beings. So also when we practice, we should also think that we are doing this in order to bring happiness to sentient beings and to eradicate the suffering of the sentient beings.
Mm-hmm.
And so, how we do that and bring happiness to sentient beings and eradicate their suffering is by by enlightening them, by enlightening them, making their ignorance to reduce or become smaller and smaller, and eventually completely enlightening them. And to become like that, first of all, one has to understand, the mode of existence of the phenomena or the things. And also, one has to know the procedure or the stages of the path, that we practice. And then also one has to know how to achieve the state of full enlightenment through practicing the paths. And so when you say the basis, the object of the object of knowledge, the object of knowledge, the mode of the existence of the object of knowledge, or the basis, the object of knowledge, that is referring to the true truths. So we clear our ignorance by understanding the actual, the mode of existence of the true truths. And so this the basis, the true truths, the true truths, the conventional truth and the ultimate truth. how is ultimate truth asserted as, and how is conventional truth asserted as? So because they're asserted in different ways, that's how there comes four different tenets or four different schools. So we have already studied the first three schools, Vaivashika, Sautantrika and Chittamatrin, right? So in the first two schools, Vaivashika and Sautantrika, they both assert that all the phenomena exist from its own side, exist by with its own characteristics. And most of them also assert that the things exist and truly. So then when we come to the Chittamatri on the mind-only school, and you think that, oh, what the Vaivashika and Sautantrika says is not completely right, then there is some mistakes in what they say. So then in Chittamatri school, they split all the phenomena into two. So those that exist from its own, from by way of its own characteristics, and those that doesn't exist. So there are one, there's one part of the phenomena that exists truly, and there's one part of phenomena that doesn't exist truly.
She's a to be in a rangatini to be a madaba, ni chejimadu, rangibarangula, yet another rangatini to be chagadus. Yena yet another rangatini to be chagadu. yinayang, ane dhamma dhamma singne kyuna minungsi. Yato na dhamma madhimi chapsi ka, rangjimbe tsawe kenetini jyores.
And then when we come up to the Madhyamic school, in the Madhyamic school, as you know, there are two sub-schools, the Savatantika Madhyamika and Prasangika Madhyamika. And the Savatantika Madhyamika is a little different from the Chittamatha school. It says, oh, what Chittamatha school says is not totally right. Because you cannot split the phenomena into two and say one is existing by way of its own characteristic and one is existing. One doesn't exist by way of its own characteristic. You cannot speak like that. As long as it is phenomena, as long as it exists, it all exists by way of its own characteristic. But all of these things doesn't exist truly. None of these exist truly, but all of them exist by way of its own characteristics. So now this is where we left last time. So through this study, we have to understand what the Savatantika Madhyamika asserts. So we are on the sixth point, which is a mode of exerting selflessness.